thanks for choosing GoldSeek.com Radio as a trusted business and investing news source.
It's just great to have the trends researcher back with us today with his forecast. Welcome back, Gerald Celente.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Chris.
It's great to have you. And, you know, the trends report has been calling for a breakout in gold. We did get that recently. And U.S. equities now, after reaching an all-time record zenith 120-year on the Dow, you know, we're now pulling back a little bit on average.
Well, on June 6th, we issued a trend alert to our subscribers that it was the beginning of the gold bull run. And gold then was $1,332 an ounce. We made that forecast because it had broken over the $1,325 mark and was steady over it. So we said, okay, this is the beginning. The next breakout point has to be $1,385. When it breaks past that, the next shot is $1,450. Now, I've been saying the $1,450 and $1,385 now for about 6 years, you know, that this is what had to happen, had to go over $1,450 and solidly over that. Once it went over that, it was going to spike to $2,000. And now as we speak, gold is around $1,500 an ounce. Our downside risk we see for gold is about $1,390. Very small. Gold has now reestablished itself as the ultimate safe haven asset. What you're looking at around the world are central banks lowering interest rates to record lows, coming up with more and more schemes to pump monetary methadone into the system, to whatever kind of lines they want to use, any kind of schemes, quantitative easing, you know, lower reserve ratio requirements of banks, whatever they can make up, they're going to do. So what they're doing, in fact, is devaluing their currencies around the world. And by the way, the talk about China devaluing its currency purposely, the yuan, that's not, we don't see it like that at all. It wasn't a purposeful downgrade. It's downgrading because its economy is downgrading, and they're sitting on over $40 trillion worth of debt, and they're doing everything they can to artificially prop up their slumping economy. So what we're looking at is it's not only the beginning of the gold bull run, this is also the beginning of the greatest depression. We're going to witness a downturn that we've never seen before in modern history.
And, you know, you really seem to be reflecting the comments, commentary, narratives, stories, really everything we're hearing in the blogosphere, but right here on Gold Seek Radio. You may have, I'm sure you read, that the Bank of International Settlements sent a telegraph, if you will, to all the central banks. You should accept gold, the yellow metal, that barbarous relic, in lieu of reserves. I mean, this is just as good as cash. So they bumped it up a notch. And so now suddenly central banks said, hey, we can have the stuff we like instead of holding U.S. dollars. So it seems like that bodes extremely well for, of course, for precious metals investors, and maybe not so well for the U.S. dollar. What else do you see going on here?
Well, the U.S. dollar is staying strong because the other ones are all so weak. I mean, you're seeing the British pound going way down. You're seeing, again, you just saw within the last week, the Bank of India lowering interest rates four straight times, lowering it. The Bank of New Zealand, central bank, lowered rates 50 basis points, lowest they've ever had. Same thing in Australia. They're in low in history. You're looking at Europe. They're in negative interest rates. You're looking at 30-year German bonds with negative interest rates, negative yields. I mean, you know, I like you. You're a great guy, Chris. You know, I got a 10-year Japanese bond for you, a French bond for you, a bond from the Netherlands. They're all going to pay you negative yields. So in 10 years, when you turn them in, you're going to get less money than what you bought it for. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So people with that are looking to invest, they're going into these. You're looking at $15 trillion already in negative yield purchases of bonds. So what they're doing is they're going into gold. And you mentioned the central banks accepting gold as a reserve currency. Well, guess what? You well know, and so do listeners of GoldSeek, that central banks bought more gold last year than they have in 50 years, and they're keeping it going this year. So they know it's coming down. We are looking at the greatest depression. We are now in a stage one recession. People feel it in their pocketbooks, and they feel it in their bones. So not only are they depressed in terms of the money that they have and the debt that they owe, I mean, they're depressed on all of these antidepressant drugs. You know, it's one after another. And so it's depressed in the heart, and it's depressed in the pocketbook.
You know, Gerald Celente, you've dedicated probably the better part of 12 years of your valuable time just helping our listeners here and helping the show. Well, not just on the markets, but get back to whole foods. You need locally grown nutrition-dense phytonutrients in our foods. We need to bump up the raw content to at least 50%, preferably much higher, in every meal. Cooked foods act as an invading force, the immune system. But back onto the markets. So if gold is likely going to establish a new uptrend, U.S. equities could suffer. And it looks like you might expect GDP to be slowing because, I mean, the central banks certainly agree with you. 19 cuts in just the past few months from our central banks around the world. And now nearly 100% lock on next month's rate cut again by the Federal Reserve. So Jerome Powell sees something. He agrees with Gerald Celente.
Well, they know it's bad. What they're looking at is the reality that they don't have much more monetary methadone to pump into the addicted bull. When the Fed in the United States, when a recession was coming on, they were lowering interest rates 5%. We only have another 2% down to go. They only brought it up to what? The overnight rate was 2.25 to 2.50. Now it's 2 to 2.25. They're going to try to do more, quote, quantitative easing, a BS line they've made up. According to the Levy Institute, the Federal Reserve pumped in $29 trillion worth of money into the economy following the panic of 08.
I mean, what we've seen is their balance sheet go up approximately $3 billion, give or take, you know, $100 billion. When you start talking about $29
trillion. $29 trillion, according to the Levy Institute. That's from Bard College. They put out the report. It hardly made it, got any coverage at all. And Bloomberg estimated $9 trillion. They were $20 trillion off. So that's what I'm saying. They don't have the juice anymore. In person, these are addicts. They call them hedge funds, investors. They're gamblers. They're addicts. And that's all they're doing, because that's why when I say people feel in their pocketbook, all that $29 trillion went to the 1%. And I'm not making that up. The numbers are there. Everybody who listens to your show knows that. And this is global. So we're looking at the greatest depression. Here, history is repeating itself. Trade wars, currency wars, depression, world war.
I mean, we've talked about this on the show. When trade barriers go up, goods and services and products flow starts to slow. Let's get back, though, to this amazing statistic you brought up, you know, because the more I try to wrap my mind around, even if you were off $10 trillion, meaning Bard College and the Levy Institute, even if they were off by several trillion either way, but it would certainly seem as though I think you could make a pretty fair extrapolation or deduction that they have really kicked monetary profligacy into overdrive. That is de facto runaway inflation. And so it sounds like they're able somehow to contain that genie, that extra $25 trillion. So what they've really done here, and they've bought up the toxic debt that our institutions were holding on their balance sheets, particularly the top five or six money lending banks around the world. This was probably tied mostly to those toxic loans, right? MBSs, collateralized debt obligations, and related Alt-A's and ninja loans.
Yeah, that's a perfect sense. It's not that they're hiding it. They're losing it. They're building up bigger debt. You mentioned collateralized debt obligations. Now you have collateralized loan obligations. So corporations are doing the same thing now. They used to do to homeowners. So the collateralized loan obligations, you're looking at, with debt levels, probably now at about $270 trillion globally. The last reports were $250 trillion, but that was over a year and a half ago. The debt bubble is ready to explode. So they're going to keep pumping more cheap dough into the system. The only reason the dollar is strong, again, is because the other currencies are so weak. And that's why the dollar is being held up. Where are you going to go? You're going to go to China? You're going to go to Europe? I mean, look what's going on with the euro, how it keeps going down. And another important thing to watch is copper prices. Copper prices keep going down. And as we call it, it's Dr. Copper, you call this in the economic field, because copper is used from everything from high tech to heavy industry. And now demand is going down. Same thing with oil. You know, you're looking at oil prices for Brent crude, you know, about $58 a barrel. In Saudi Arabia, they need oil at $100 a barrel for their economy to just break even. And we saw also oil tanking. In the last couple of days, it's pushed back a little bit. So it's demand. It's supply and demand. Demand is down. There's a global slowdown going on. Name the country, there's a slowdown going on. You're even looking at, even with these low interest rates, you're not seeing the housing market booming in this country. It's starting to slow down. And you look at the numbers, it shows it, because people can't afford to buy homes at the prices that they're at, and their wages are barely growing. Median household income is below 1999 levels.
But the implications of what you've outlined here for us, when you start talking about $270 trillion, we've had Dr. Lawrence Kotlikoff here, a great friend of the show like yourself. He echoes everything you're saying. 240, I think, was his last number, $240 trillion in total debt when you include all the obligations. The patient is just being resuscitated, and now it's on life support, the economic patient.
It's an addicted patient, economic patient. That's the important element of this. It's never been healthy. It's addicted by cheap money.
They let the genie out of the bottle, you know, in 1913. It just went into high gear, didn't it, around 71 with this closing of the gold window. Joe Sante, as we bring all the runners across home plate, let people know you're watching, what you're concerned about, what you see in 2020.
What we're worried about a lot is the crisis going on in the Straits of Hormuz and the United States ramping up action against Iran, backed by Saudi Arabia and Israel. Matter of fact, now Iran is warning Israel against aiding the U.S. mission in the Straits of Hormuz, which the United Kingdom climbed on board as well. The rest of Europe wouldn't. That's one of them, and what the United States is doing to Venezuela with these sanctions is nothing more than economic warfare. So you're going to have floods of people leaving countries as this greatest depression, and then amplified by the ramping up of wars. And again, it's all over the world. You look what's going on in Algeria, Sudan. And again, we write about all this in the Trends Journal. If you tune into the news, you find out what happened. If you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you find out what's going to happen. It's tomorrow's news today. It's history before it happens. So as we're looking at tomorrow's news today, the greatest threats to not only the global economy, but to the beginning of World War III, is if the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia ramp this action up against Iran. Iran is not Libya. It's not Syria. It's not Iraq. The reason why Trump did not retaliate after Iran shot down that sophisticated drone was it cost over $100 million to $200 million, this isn't one of these little toys, is because if the United States retaliated and bombed into Iran, it would have been Pearl Harbor and the Straits of Hormuz. And the American government knows that. You know, you can name all the wars they brought us to since the beginning of recorded history. We have the website Occupy Peace, because this country will never prosper in a state of war, and the only thing that's going to bring this economy back, in my belief, is peace. And to bring home all the troops, close the bases overseas, secure the homeland, put the troops to work rebuilding our third world infrastructure, force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II, in violation of the Constitution, and have a referendum on each state ballot where we the people will tell them how to vote. They're public servants. They should follow our orders because we're the ones that pay for the war with our money and our lives. That's what Occupy Peace is. And the more people that can help us, the more we can do.
We need you guys and gals here. Tell people just a little bit more about how they can contact your Trends Report.
TrendsJournal.com. TrendsJournal.com. Only magazine in the world where you will read history before it happens. Of course, we have broadcasts as well. And money back guarantee. It's only $129 a year. And if you can't afford that, we'll give it to you at a price that you can. We want people to thrive and survive these times. Thank you, and thank you for all that you do.
Blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. GoldSeek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Apmex and Sprott.com. One Gold holds physical gold and silver medals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. One Gold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals, distributed ledger, and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through One Gold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, One Gold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.
Shopping for fine jewelry just got easier. GoldSeek.com has identified the most successful jewelry brand to launch in recent times. Many Jewelry is rewriting the way consumers buy fine jewelry. Integrity Craftsmanship, the only company to sell 24-karat gold and platinum jewelry, avoiding confusing alloys and gems, a true precious metals investment. Many Jewelry's disruptive business model embraces Franco-American craftsmanship and direct-to-consumer economics, rapidly disrupting the $20 billion monopoly, just like Amazon and Uber. The sky is the limit with $1 billion of jewelry purchases daily for loved ones and those special occasions. Many Jewelry is an innovator positioned to capture market share, with annual sales growth in the industry topping $30 billion by 2021. Many Jewelry coined the term investment jewelry, pricing by the gram, transparently disclosing its profit margins, a truer investment in pure gold or platinum. Similar to real estate, even artwork, Many Jewelry has a weighted value, easily calculated, ensuring value wealth as a long-term investment. With sales in 60 countries around the globe, 20,000 orders already, don't miss out on the explosive growth potential. Many Jewelry trades under the symbols MENE on the Toronto Exchange and in the US MENEF. Remember to sign up to Many's Shareholder Club to receive shareholder news, updates, and special discount codes for jewelry purchases. Remember, Many Jewelry.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.